The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. I'm so tired.
Well, it's the 31st of October. It's the end of the month, and it's Halloween.
That's right. We're going to be playing some. We're going to be playing some Halloween music during the day here. Good morning. I hope everybody's having a great day. It is October the 31st, 2018, right here in the studios of KCNR 1460. In fact, it's like this everywhere in the United States, except just more fun right here. Hey, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Great people down there. Enhanced walk-in humidor. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Greetings and salutations.
So, do you ever get anybody out there trick-or-treating where you guys are out?
Not in that neck of the woods.
Besides bears and coyotes.
Raccoons. Raccoons love to come through. They were through last night with their little... They make interesting noises.
Did you? Are you going to like give them little treats tonight?
They find their own treats, thank you very much.
Well,
good morning, Linda Bott.
A little bump up there on the sound for me.
Hey, by the way, if anybody's looking for coffee this morning... If anybody's looking for a cup of coffee this morning, how you stop by? You might want to stop by Naked Coffee.
Okay, well,
they
what
have the girls from Suicide Squad are there.
What happened is that, usually I stop in on the way. It's either Dutch Brothers or Naked Coffee. I'll go between
Locals.
The two. And, it's kind of a way I start the day. And so this morning we drove through because I don't have my car. It's being detailed. I'll tell you about that later. So anyway, we drive through, and Carl's, the gal who owns Naked Coffee is just adorable. And I see her, in the mornings. And so she's dressed as...
Harley from the Suicide Squad.
Yeah. And Carl goes, whoa. And thank God I'm really good with whoa. And so, she's fun and she's cute. And she's like this all the
really
time.
She's really a nice person.
She's the sweetest. Yeah. I like that all
she's
the time.
Exceptionally nice person. And her daughter... is just like her.
Yeah.
Just like her.
They're like twins.
And the so if you're just looking for a cup of coffee this morning, it's Halloween, want to see what different costumes there are, you might want to stop by Naked Coffee over there.
She's all that. So anyway, and that'll be fun today to watch everybody.
No, Bob,
and of
you
course,
can't leave right now.
And of course, at the Cascade tonight is
the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It's not the picture show. It's the live stage production.
Okay.
That has been across the street because our friend Victoria Graham has been doing the stage managing. So that cast is going to the Cascade tonight. So you have the live show.
The Rocky Horror Show.
Yes.
But you know what the name of it is? The Rocky Horror Picture Show, isn't it?
No, this one's called the Rocky Horror Show.
Oh, okay. But it's okay, and I know people. People that just surprised me. They were dressing. Yeah, we want to play some of those too.
Yeah.
Okay, but the they're dressing and they're taking things like they're taking toilet tissue, and I went, "Why are you taking rolls of toilet tissue?" Because when they go, "Great Scott!" everybody throws the toilet tissue, and then you're taking playing cards. You're saying something about this, and all of a sudden the playing cards are being flying up in the air.
Everybody's toast.
Dressing.
You have to have your toast.
Toast.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is like a toast.
Because Frankenfurter proposes a toast and everybody flings toast.
Oh, that's
really
fun.
It flows. Oh, okay. You know what? It could be worth it tonight just to go down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll find out what time
it starts.
We'll
get your tickets. I'm sure it's sold out because the Cascade only has 900 seats. We're going to have to remember that.
And you've got to get close enough to throw toast.
Partly cloudy today. We want to hear the temperature. 54 degrees right now. Today will be high. Our temperatures will be around 79 with our lows of 55. It's partly cloudy overnight. Now, tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with a high of 83 and mostly clear tomorrow night with 54. Friday calls for 83 and Saturday calls for 79. Sunday calls for partly sunny with a high near 80. Sunday night mostly cloudy with a low of around 52. So the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Hey, you may want to tune into the show. Keep tuning in because we're going to have Nathan Parmalee on from the Reading Civic today, and he's going to be giving tickets away. We have an incredible show that's coming to the Civic on this weekend. over Sunday night. I think it's called World of Dance. So he's going to be giving tickets away for that. And if you've not seen that show starring Jennifer Lopez and Eric Howe, and there's another guy, and I can't think of his name. I'm just, he's more of, he's a hip dancer, hip-hop artist. Anyway, they're the three hosts, and it really is the World of Dance. People from all over the world come in and compete. And those people that are the, we're the finalists. And it's just so wonderful. It's very different than Dancing with the Stars. Very different. So we'll be getting an opportunity for that later on in the program.
And may I, at this juncture, toss out a huge shout out to our, to my Padawan, who's out there in the front office, for the treat that she brought in this morning.
She brought a treat, and there's no tricks attached to it, except if you eat. If you eat two of them, you'll gain 12 pounds.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin spice. Cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it was.
Nicely done, Ashley.
Nicely done. Hey, today, like you said, we're having Nathan's on, but we're having a phone call from a guy named Steve Fisher who is trying to get, he's going to give some information about putting another VA facility up in northern California, up around the Eureka area, which could handle southern Oregon and the people up there, which is more of an inpatient type, you know, where people could get surgery. And so they're not having to travel all the way down to Mather and these places, because, as you know, but you know, with the Veterans Choice program, that's helping to take some of the heat off. And then at 8 o'clock, Joe Clemente, running for Board of Supervisors, District 1, will be with us at 8 o'clock this morning. So
that'll be great.
Tomorrow, we're going to have with us the head of the California Highway Patrol up here in the Northern Division at 7 o'clock, and at 8 o'clock, Audrey Denny, the candidate for Congress running against LaMalfa, and then LaMalfa is going to be on Friday. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of, you know, this is a big week to be asking questions, and here's your chance is to get in there, get online. I'll ask the questions if you don't want to ask them yourself, but also to call in and ask a question. You know, if we're not asking something you want to hear, this is what this show is about. It's for you to, you know, prompt us or just call in and ask your question. If I haven't said, how are you going to pay for this? And you want to know that. And then do like our people do. They get in the chat room and they ask questions. Now, yesterday some people were asking questions right at the end, and so we answered them right at the end.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you got a chance to read them about their, you know, about if you...
Some stipulations involved with
when you adopt a pet. Being that if there's reports, they're going to have the right to come out and take a look at the property. Well, this is, you're not giving up your rights there. It's the fact is they still have to get a permission to go in there.
And a complaint in the first place.
It's got to be a complaint in the first place. And he says never once since he's been there has that ever even happened.
Yeah.
So, but there is, and that's there to protect the animal.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
There's a lot of misinformation, but also something gets said and then it just gets exaggerated in the telling, like any voice to voice. Okay, I have a quick question. Have you ever changed your vote based on a text message unsolicited on your phone? If anything, that sets me against whatever it is that the text message is trying to get me to do.
No,
I'm
not.
Just an obstinate sort.
No, I do not.
No.
And I don't like people calling and talking to me and trying to convince me. I just, no. In fact, I am very short with people.
So you can tell Ms. Denny that the well, text messages that have been flooding my phone are having the opposite effect if I were so inclined in the first place.
I know this is off subject, but I know that we do a lot of things for
the
thrill.
You can tell it tomorrow yourself.
Well, we do a lot of things for the thrill. I just kind of want to close this segment with this. Kind of a...
Do you ever do things for...
thrill?
We drive stock cars. We do all this kind
of
things.
Yeah, but this couple... They, thrill seekers and taking pictures and selfies and probably adrenaline junkies, obviously, jumping from planes and taking pictures. Well, sadly, you know, they're expat Indians, you know, that from Eastern Indians, that were 30 and 29 over here working, fell off of, they were taking pictures. They fell 800 feet from a Yosemite National Park overlook.
They're the ones that fell last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, the death-defying selfies. This is a growing trend of people standing in front of oncoming trains, and they snap a selfie, and tragically, this has not ended well on several occasions.
Well, Well, they have. Well, they were there up on Yosemite, and this is not the first time as they put things together. His brother says, you know, they've taken photos of themselves, you know, and other areas that are kind of dangerous, and they had put a tripod up there, and I guess had moved back to the edge. Another woman who was there taking her own selfie, but not right at the edge, got the young lady in her photo, you know, of course, well before they fell, but she was there, and because she had pink hair that day. Mm. And so, yeah, this is...
Manikshi Morthy, 30, and husband Vishnu Viswanath, 29. They'd set up their tripod near the ledge of Tapped Point, and they've actually taken down, of course, they've taken down their posts, but I just feel bad. They were here from their alma mater, the College of Engineering, and... Chaganer and you know, it's just a horrible thing. So anyway, I was just thinking, you know, we're doing some, you know, we have a tendency to just the adrenaline, get, you know, have an adrenaline junkie moment. Just be thinking about the fact of this. Keep in mind about this tragic loss of this couple who were in love, in the moment, having a great time, and fell to their death. It's just a horrible, horrible thing. Okay, so we're going to come back from our break.
We have Steve Fisher waiting for us here. We're going to be talking about this facility that he's been researching. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number is, you know, if you're looking for a present for your loved ones and for yourself, look no further. How about a good night's sleep for the rest of the year, next year, and 10 years from now? Well, look at Sleep Number. Not only do they have bed adjustable on two sides, one for your loved one and one for you, but they had the new 360 smart beds that automatically adjust to you. That's right. Now, if you head on down to the Target Shopping Center and you stop in and you see these beds, and you can request to just say, hey, lay down one of those Sleep Number 360s and see how it moves with you. It's the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, and you're only going to find Sleep Number down at our Sleep Number store here in Reading in the Target Shopping Center. My Sleep Number setting is 60, and Linda's Sleep Number...
Mine is 55.
...is 55, because it can be. And you can take it from 0
anytime I
to
want.
100. There you go.
Anytime
sleep
of the
number.
Day.
Sleep Number. Okay, hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. It's 54 degrees out there right now, going up to 79 today. We'll be right back.
With your hands on your hips.
My name is Kristen Schrader, and I'm running for Reading City Council. Since returning to Reading in 1994, I have been actively involved in making a meaningful difference for my hometown. I want to continue fighting for a safe, thriving community and believe in our city's future. I am committed to local businesses who form the backbone of our economy and voted to approve a 17% reduction in impact fees. Vote for me, Kristen Schrader. I will get things done. Paid for by the committee to elect Kristen Schrader for City Council.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 22nd from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Our menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and seasonal crab with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25. With River Club card. Children, $10. And children under 5, eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
He's just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for supervisor, District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
The 17th Annual Power to Seniors Celebrity Soup Kitchen, sponsored by the Older Adult Policy Council, will take place Wednesday, November 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event will be held at a new location, the Reading Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. Enjoy an evening of gourmet soups, music, and raffle prizes. Proceeds go to older adults who are unable to pay their power bills. Tickets are available at the door, $12 for adults and $6 for children ages 3 to 12. For more information, call 232-5543.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday beginning November 3rd at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back
right,
to Free Fire Radio.
Let's talk about some of the best Halloween movies we've ever seen.
17th Annual Power to Senior Celebrity Soup Kitchen, a week from today from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Senior Citizen Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. Gourmet soup, terrific prizes, great MCs, and more.
November 7th.
November 7th, a week from today.
We have a very special guest on the line.
Stephen Fisher. And Steve, good morning.
Good morning to you.
You have to speak up a little bit, buddy. Hello.
Yes, this is Steve.
Okay, Steve. Steve got a hold of me because he, you know, he's been researching the idea of putting and getting another Veterans Administration facility up here in northern California. Can you share with our listeners what you were, what you've been doing, Steve?
Yes, I have a proposal in front of the Armed Forces Committee in Washington D.C. It's as high as it can go, and it has to be decided there. And there can be no litigation in that. It has to be done by the Armed Forces Committee. And what I'm trying to do is tell people what I have done, accomplished, and get them to talk about it. And people talking to people will get people to talk to people who are in Washington and talking to people who are in the Armed Forces Committee. And they can hear about this and know the need and the necessity for this. And it would be a very humanitarian and merciful thing to do. And what it is we put in a complete housing track and medical facility in Yreka, California, in Siskiyou County. What I mean by complete is I mean a complete hospital with research and everything, so we don't have to go up to Portland or down to Sacramento for critical and chronic ailments.
Well,
right now, if you have anything over an infection or anything, you have to go to a White City or to Reading, and then if you have a chronic ailment or anything worse, your chronic's dead. I mean, critical or chronic, you have to go up to Portland or down to Sacramento to get help, and that's wrong.
What about what you're saying is we need an inpatient facility somewhere up here in Northern California?
Yeah, someplace where you can get surgery, on critical and chronic ailments too.
Right.
Right now, you can't.
Right.
There's nothing opened up to that facility because there's no research centers here.
Well,
we need to have a research center and a complete hospital. And that way we can afford to go back and forth to the hospitals. And if they want us to go to private physicians, we have to pay half the cost. We can't afford to do that. And now they want to turn it over to a private industry. And then if you have a private industry, you're going to have to pay partial payment. Most of us can't afford it. Let's have the veterans take care of the veterans. You know, people are forgetting we have our freedom because of the veterans, and we fight for our freedom. You know, some of us got hurt. You know, we need help. We don't need, you know, to have to pay for our help for, we already paid enough, haven't we?
So, Steve, so what it's up at the Armed Forces, it's up at the committee right now. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, what do people, how do people have an impact on this? When you say talk to people, but is there phone numbers? Are there places they could call besides your, you know, if you're a congressman, you want to call your congressman and, in this case, LaMalfa, that, you know, to have him push on this?
Yes, call LaMalfa and call the state governors and all your representatives, because people need to talk about this. It needs to be heard in Washington. And I have a Department of Veterans Affairs attention, Jeremy Wheeler. He's at 189 Russell Senate Office Building in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
Well, and if you can get a hold of him, get a hold of him, or, you know, just people need to talk to people, and people know people, and other people know people, and somebody knows somebody there, and people need to talk about this.
Okay, and
it needs to be known.
The bottom line is, instead of having to go all the way to Portland or Sacramento, we need an inpatient facility up here in Northern California. We have a lot of veterans up here. And
a lot of us up here, we're isolated and rural.
And
so
also,
we don't have the numbers. We don't have the population that they do in the cities. And the cities get all the action. We're left alone.
Well, this not only would handle Northern California, but it would also handle Southern Oregon and the whole region in here. Okay, you know what? I really appreciate what you're doing for all the veterans, Steve.
Well, thank you, and I hope people listen and talk.
Well, we'll just put it up on our Facebook page, too, and see if we can't get a little bit of movement on this. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and call somebody that cares.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Bye.
Bye. You know what? Steve's done this, and he has sent me, emailed me copies of letters and things like this from, you know, LaMalfa has gone and taken it up to the, you know, he's got it up in the committee up there, but he's not a member of the committee, so there's nothing he can do. I'd like to see him shift over to the Military Affairs Committee at some point. Maybe I'll ask him Friday.
He's pretty buried in ag stuff at the moment.
Yeah, I know that, but, you know, there's all types of things that can happen up there. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens after this election, but... two things I want to talk real quick. It's Halloween, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have a good time. We're playing music, and adults go out like Linda did with other adults. And I'll use the term adult in a...
That was Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night. And I'll use the term adults in a kind of, you know, not especially a literal method, but kind of figuratively, because y'all are all over the age of 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know it, and you're... Y'all are very cute, too. But there's going to be a bunch of little tykes out tonight.
Right.
Or maybe not so little. Maybe 10, 12-year-olds. 12-year-olds going out and maybe, you know, getting a little bit ahead of their parents. Be very, very, very careful if you're driving around tonight. Be extra careful because, you know, they don't think. And they come out from between cars. Like on our street now, we have a lot of new neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Good people moving in. But... there's a lot more cars in our street. We're used to just to be open. You can see from where we turned all the way up to our house practically. Now there's cars on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we've got some kids on the street too. And if one of them darted out, it would be difficult if you're not being extra careful and driving slowly.
Well, the time that's very difficult to see, and we both discussed this
at dusk.
Often. Is dusk, yes. And we do know that, you know, there are a lot of things happening at the mall and more in schools that are more of a controlled atmosphere, but there's still people who go from door to door in the neighborhoods. So just be careful. Really peel your eye, folks, on this today.
And the other thing, too, is if you're going out to parties tonight, there's something called the, taxi companies, Uber, Lyft, you know, whatever you want to use. Designated driver. If you're going out to a party tonight, be careful. I promise you, the police are going to be out tonight heavy. They are just going to be out there heavy tonight because they know that people are going to go to the Rocky Horror show, and after they've thrown their toilet paper and their toast and danced around the theater, that you may want to have, you may want to go over to Shameless or a few other places. Police are going to be out everywhere tonight. Okay, so. Be careful. Do not impair yourself. And buzzed means impaired. Just a little buzzed. Well, guess what? That also means DUI.
Well, the other night, I will say five of my friends We got dressed up and we went out. It was the first time I've done that in a long time. It was a blast. We had a designated driver, and then when my other girlfriend and I decided to call it a night, we got it, called a taxi.
Yep.
So, you know, we were taken care of. There was no question. And I don't want at this stage of my life or anybody's life at this stage, don't even, we're educated to know that after a drink or two, you're not really sure how it's going to hit your system. So don't even go there.
There you go. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. Got Nathan Parmley waiting for us here, talking about things
going
on
in
the
him.
Civic. And he's got tickets to give away and a number of other things. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 55 degrees. It was 47 the other night. It's going to be getting colder. Mm. If you haven't had Alliance Heating and Air in there looking at your heater and looking at those filters and looking at your air ducts, you may be sorry when you turn it on. I mean, okay, it's
Make
cold
your
enough
appointment
now.
Today.
Hit the heat. Where's all that car fire smoke coming from? Well, yep. Inside your heater. Get it done.
221-2642 or homecomfort.org. Right?
We'll be right back after these messages.
Brian Daly, Floor Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021 or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bond.
Welcome back to...
You don't remember this one?
Oh, yes. Give me chills. Radio.
Shining.
No. This is Tubular Bells from The Exorcist.
Yes. Yeah, no. No,
well,
it's...
Well, you know what?
You know, right. When you see these films for the first time...
My head is hurting.
No.
When
you see these films for the first time, you can remember where you were, the date...
Okay, I'll tell you what,
The Exorcist, feeling, what you were wearing, the smell, everything.
I don't get too scared of movies. Really, rarely do I ever. But in The Exorcist, it was shocking. Mm. It wasn't so much that it was scary as it was just shocking when, you know, the things that were happening. Kept on building. You kept thinking, well, okay, that must be the crescendo. Wrong! Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank invites you to experience how they are moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank, run by your friends and neighbors, and we're going to be there a week from tomorrow for the RABA, for the veterans passes for the bus down at Cornerstone Community Bank. So you can join us next Thursday. We're here with Nathan Parmalee.
Good morning.
Good morning.
From the Reading Civic Auditorium. And we were all sitting here talking about scary movies right before,
season.
Nathan Parmalee books all the talent, and we've had the most incredible. There was a thing recently, like a tribute to what's happened with the Civic since you've been in charge of bringing in entertainment, and we've had stellar sold-out shows across the board, extreme talent, things that we never thought we'd see in Reading. We tell people who's coming into town, and they can't believe it. And one of the things we're going to say at the top of this program that we're very impressed and surprised with is that, and is we're going to have ZZ Top coming back.
I know, right? Three years in the making.
3 years in the making. They were here. Okay. They sold out. There's just a few tickets left, and they're coming in January?
Yeah, they're going to be here January 20th. We are basically sold out. We still have some VIP tickets left, and we still have some standing room space open in front of the stage in the GA area.
I want you to know that I saw ZZ Top standing room because everybody was standing.
Yeah.
It was at Sturgis at the Buffalo Chip Campground.
On your birthday. Wow.
On my birthday. ZZ Top was there. Steppenwolf was there on my birthday. And ZZ Top did. And it cost. I don't know how much it cost. It didn't cost hardly any because it's big area there. And anyway. Well, I shouldn't say that. It cost something. I don't remember how much it
cost. It cost the trip.
That was one of the, it was one of the trips. But listen to them. And it was, he says, we really appreciate you people. I mean, there had to be a couple thousand easy
they're
bikers
great entertainers.
In this big area. They're cranking those bikes. Everybody kind of quieted down when they're playing. And he said, we've been playing the same three chords for 40 years.
And it's good music.
And people love it.
And he says, and you love it. Yeah. And then it's the same three guys for this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
The ZZ Top, the brothers,
and
then their buddy, the drummer.
That's so cool.
They really are legends, legends. The draw that they continue to have, just how iconic they are, how interested people are in them. When we put the show on pre-sale, we set a record at the Civic. We sold 900 tickets on pre-sale. We've never sold 900 tickets before to any show. On pre-sale. It was phenomenal.
Well, people want to be there for sure. Let's talk about your rundown because we've got some incredible things. Nathan Parmalee, I've known you. I've developed a very good friendship with you, and I love to have our lunches.
Oh, yeah.
And we get, you're so infectious and so into what you're doing. I mean, you have cultivated friendships with agents.
Yep.
And we know in the business this is what it takes.
It is.
Because you can't just say, hey, I'm showing up. I got a room to book.
That's right.
Well, big deal. You got to earn it. You've got to earn it.
They've got to know you're professional.
And you've worked so hard to develop a feeling when these groups come to Reading. There's a hospitality. It's more than just the gig.
It's true. Yeah. It you know, it starts all the way with the professionalism of the stagehands, the loaders, the crew that meets the guys, you know, at 7:30 in the morning at the loading dock, you know, when they start loading in these enormous shows. And one of the things that's been so awesome about the Civic is just how professional our entire team is. And I can't tell you how many tour managers we've had make comments to us about the professionalism of the back of house and the front of house staff. And it's the front of house staff that, you know, would be your box office people.
That we see.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the folks that are in charge of catering.
But it means so much, too. But like you said, you know, the guy, when they come in here, these are big names.
That's right.
ZZ Top.
Yeah.
We have a couple, too, that we've got coming in here.
But I'm just saying, ZZ Top is not on their farewell tour.
That's right. Okay?
And there are others that are, but they're still really big names.
Yeah.
But they don't have to come.
No,
here.
They don't.
This is Reading. This is smaller.
Right.
So there's got to be that special thing that you've built, Nathan.
Sure.
You've built.
Well, the entire team.
The team takes its leadership.
Yeah.
That where people show up that your guys are, you know, hey.
When I'm jumping out to the agents, because really I'm in that pitch position. I'm pitching the venue. I'm pitching the market. I'm telling the story to the agents of why the band should come to our community. And I'm pitching a big story because I believe that it's something that our market and our venue can deliver. And so when the team backs me up with delivering, you know, an excellent professional experience for the bands, it's like, wow, there's something unique. There's something special in Reading. And that really is our opportunity to continue getting bigger names in, is delivering a superior experience for the bands. One of the other things that makes Reading, you know, even for being a small market, a standout is the fact that our crowds are so awesome. I can't tell you how many times we have had bands actually play beyond their predetermined set lengths because they're just having a great time.
Sticks.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, there've been
a
number.
It was a 3-hour show, from what I understand. They just went on and on.
That's right.
Anybody who was in the crowd that night, they just couldn't believe it because there was a real...
Well, there was a car fire.
Synchronistic.
You had a member of the band from around here.
That's right.
But they just rocked.
They were also having a great time.
Oh, you know, and that's the thing too, is that if you don't have a good time, if there's something about your tour stop that isn't good,
mm-hmm.
that's the last time you're going to see them. Unless, you know, that's the last time you're going to see them because they don't need to do that.
That's right.
Something I also, I think we as a community want to applaud you and the Civic and your staff for doing the Red Sun Festival.
Thank you.
Because you have to kick it off. You have to start someplace.
Totally.
And we were out of town, but the feedback, the pictures was something... Where are we? It was something that was like right out of Nashville.
Sure.
Where you have major music venues, your staging, your lighting, the big jumbotrons. It was amazing. You had the incredible lineup. And just congratulations
first of all,
it's a big deal to execute something like that.
It was
like birthing quintuplets.
That is a great articulation. And it is utterly and completely the truth. Yeah, I mean, we worked on that thing for, you know, a good solid 6 months, you know, and then with the fire happening when it did, you know, and then basically doubling down, you know, in that space and remaining committed and then looking to focus and working to transform the festival into an experience that's going to benefit the community, you know, that had suffered so much loss. It was amazing what we were able to pull off. And again, it was another space where bands and the managers were giving us feedback that were like, hey, we play festivals all the time. We never see first year festivals this well organized. They were blown away. We didn't hear it from 1, 2, 3 bands. We heard it from almost every single band. And I had, you know, friends of mine and people in the community that were attending the event, some of the feedback we were getting was literally like they couldn't believe they were in Reading because of the size of the production, the size of the stage, the quality of the light show, the LED screens. But that's what we promised. And that's what we delivered. We wanted to deliver a full festival experience that you would find in a major market.
Okay, we're with Nathan Parmalee from the Civic Auditorium. We're talking about the acts that are coming up here in the near future. We've got a lot of them. We need to hit those. He's got some tickets to give away.
But
what we've covered over the last 15 minutes is, of course, ZZ Top's on their way here, and most of the tickets are sold. But there's still some. There's
we
couple
a few
left, considering they almost 900 of them sold in the first hour and a half. But there's a lot of other great acts coming through, too. This portion of the show, brought to you by 41's Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, one of the only few full-service jewelry stores in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. One of Linda's favorite little recreation areas. We'll be right back with Nathan Parmalee. It is 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 58 degrees going up to 79.
Reading Civic Auditorium. We just when you get back, we've got tickets to give away.
His family has lived, worked, and farmed in our part of California for four generations. He's our congressman, Doug LaMalfa. Doug understands what's important, and he works against the status quo to get results, like fighting to get aid and relief for the families of the recent fires, and for sound forest management that will prevent fires in the future. Protecting Medicare so it will always be there. Defending our water rights and building new storage. Working for our veterans so they get the health care and benefits they deserve. And Doug LaMalfa knows that too many families are struggling with the high cost of living. That's why he's leading the repeal of the new gas taxes from Sacramento. Most of all, Doug is working for us to make government work better again. That's leadership with results. Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Results, not politics.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We've been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. Governor Brown signed a bill to eliminate private bail. SB 10 needs to be stopped. It drew strong opposition from a wide range of groups, including crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights advocates, and public safety leaders. To help protect our community from SB 10, come down to Holly Bail Bonds. We're located at 1737 Plaster Street. Sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 on the ballot in 2020.
Michael and Tina are lovely people, and they're committed to our community. Those are the people that we want helping shape policy and running our communities.
His honest, down-to-earth, straightforward way of approaching things. He thinks outside the box.
Vote for Michael because he has a heart for people, and he wants to see things change. He has the education and knowledge to address our city's financial hardships, and I believe he's going to see those through.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, a candidate for Reading City Council. The biggest issue we face is a dramatic increase in quality of life crimes. One-third of the 10,000 arrests made last year came from only 300 criminals. With 300 more jail beds, we can get them off our streets. This is not a city problem or a county problem. It is a community problem and needs a community solution. If elected, I will use every available resource to give us the safe and prosperous community we deserve.
Vote Michael DeQuisto, paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to the Reading City Council 2018.
The 17th Annual Power to Seniors Celebrity Soup Kitchen, sponsored by the Older Adult Policy Council, will take place Wednesday, November 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event will be held at a new location, the Reading Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. Enjoy an evening of gourmet soups, music, and raffle prizes. Proceeds go to older adults who are unable to pay their power bills. Tickets are available at the door, $12 for adults and $6 for children ages 3 to 12. For more information, call 232-5543.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The
hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Halloween.
This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. That's right. Somebody to be at your home for 2 hours or 24 hours. It's Home Helpers. If you need some help in your home, whether it's short-term or long-term, give Sharon Clark a call at 226-8350 or check out her website at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home, and Sharon is the one that's going to help you.
Our guest this morning is Nathan Parmalee from the Redding Civic Auditorium and all the wonderful shows that you've been seeing. We're about, Nathan and his team have been responsible for doing this incredible lift to the whole community with this outstanding entertainment. And coming up, we're going to be talking about some of the shows. But first, I want to tell you about a show that's on Sunday night, November 4th.
Yeah, World of Dance.
World of Dance. And yep. I'm a big fan of the show. It's only been two seasons.
Yep.
And it's Jennifer Lopez. Mm-hmm. Eric Howe, and who's the other guy?
I can't remember his name.
I can't think of his name. He's a hip-hop artist, but he's really good. Three judges, and but the finalists mm-hmm. that were just incredible from all over the world. There's one of the guys named Michael. I can't think of his name. He's from Australia. Incredible dancers. It's going to be a great show. And we've got two tickets to give away that Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we love it when Nathan comes in because when he brings tickets, he always gives great tickets to give away here on the air. And we want to show the world of dance great love from Reading.
Absolutely. Yeah.
First time that they're touring.
First time here in Reading.
And yep. First time in Reading. So yep. We're giving two tickets away to the third caller. Bob will be taking those calls. Third caller. You get two tickets for Sunday night's performance. Give us a call at 605 4567 this Sunday.
This Sunday. That's right. And you know what? The thing about this is if you haven't seen it, I watch a lot of these because Linda watches them.
Yeah.
And if I want to be with Linda, we sit there. I watch it and kind of read and watch. But some of these acts are so incredible.
They blow you away.
The group acts. Yeah. The things they do are just incredible.
Yeah.
So, and we're taking the third caller. We just got our first one, 605-4567.
All right, okay, let's talk about the rundown here. We've got the K-Love Christmas Tour, December 7th.
Yep, that's going to be a great Christmas show. Great for the family.
Okay, and
it's a music concert. We're going to have Big Daddy Weave. We've got Brandon Heath. We have Kim Walker Smith. A lot of folks in Reading know Kim Walker Smith. It's going to be a great show.
Okay, I'm going to do a quick down of the rundown.
Next caller. Yeah.
Mariachi Los Campos.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh, do I want to attend this because I love mariachi music. I imagine a holiday show?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Yes. It was super fun to get a mariachi band. You know, we're actually wanting to grow that category of entertainment at the Civic. So it was really fun to get them for a holiday show. They're world touring. You know, they're very renowned. They were a great get for Reading.
And this is their tickets are reasonable, folks. Where else are you going to go for anywhere from $29 to $59 to see a show? And that's December 14th. So we really want to make sure you get online. You're going to go to readingcivic.com.
Yep.
Make sure you don't go to these other ticket agencies.
That's right.
That want to, no.
Yeah. Right. We want to stay away from the scalpers. readingcivic.com.
Right.
We have a winner, Chad, and you can come down and pick up the tickets right here at 1326 Market Street in our studios. And for this Sunday.
Yes, and I do want to add that we still have some great seats left. We got some tickets. readingcivic.com, 229-0022. Come down to the box office. We open at 11.
And those ticket prices range from?
Yeah, they're $35 to $55. We work really hard to keep those ticket prices down.
Yeah, okay, that sounds great. And we've got, Under the Street Lamp, December 25th.
Another great holiday show, former cast of the Jersey Boys.
Oh, man.
Yeah, totally.
So that's doo-wop stuff.
That's right. That's
great
right.
harmony, okay. And then coming up, and we've heard some great things about him, Chad Prather.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Chad Prather, my friends.
That's in January.
Yes, the cowboy conservative.
Yeah.
Cowboy conservative.
Political cowboy.
Political cowboy who is a humorist.
Yeah.
I like to think in the terms of, like, Will Rogers. And but he is absolutely fabulous. If you have not seen him, go to YouTube.
Yeah.
Look up Chad Prather, P-R-A-T-H-E-R. But he's going to be here.
Yeah.
And you can get some great tickets, including meet and greets.
Yep.
for wonderful prices.
What we, you know, I love the fact that, okay, here it is. Usually I do my Christmas shopping. In years past, I'd have my shopping done in October, and I'd have things shoved in a closet, and I kind of had people in mind. But I usually buy things that I love, and I know then I start to go through and go, oh, that'd be great for so-and-so. Oh, that'd be great. They have some, after a while, their personalities are on it. But I think when you can give tickets to somebody for Christmas, for shows, that is, that's a lifetime memory. Stuff can get given away or used, but to go see a show creates a memory, and it's something that goes into your cell memory.
Yeah, it does.
More so than just things that you can wear or feel. So coming up again, Chad Prather, ZZ Top again, January 20th. And okay, Fluffy. Fluffy,
we
Gabriel.
We got Fluffy back.
Yeah, February 16th. So again, Christmas stockings.
Yeah.
Great stocking stuffers right here. What do you give your mate? What do you give your favorite person that works with you that's helped you be the better person because you know it takes a team? What do you give your mom and dad that perhaps, you know, gosh, they don't want any more stuff? What do you give people who were maybe burnt out in the fire and they just don't really know, they're not really sure where they're going and what they're doing? And a night out in the theater is a great way to be able to show your love.
Absolutely.
So you have Fluffy coming up February. You've got, now who is Lauren Daigle?
Lauren Daigle, actually, she's a Christian artist. She's a Billboard topping artist. She's actually a huge deal right now, and she's sold out.
Oh, well, sorry, I need to look her up right now. Okay, so
we are. You know, I will share this little secret that's actually not really much of a secret. But basically, when we set these shows up and we put them on sale, we hold some tickets back, you know, for the artists because sometimes they have local friends and family that they want to give comps to. But usually it's like 20 or 30 tickets that we hold back for the artist. And if the show's sold out and the artist doesn't need all of those tickets, sometimes we'll release them the day of the show, but that's per the direction from the tour.
Right.
So there is a slight possibility that we might open up a ticket or two to Lauren Daigle's show closer. So you're going to want to watch the website. You're going to want to watch our Facebook page and call the box office close to the show.
I need to look her up.
To see if those open up. She's amazing.
She's sold out.
Well, if she's sold out, that means she's got a huge
following. She's huge.
She's really huge.
Okay, I need to know who she is. And then coming up March, Illuminate.
Yeah, that's another super fun dance show. These guys wear these blacked out suits. The whole room's blacked out. They're trimmed out in neon. They do all of these crazy dance moves. It's like a light sensation.
I think they were on America's Got Talent.
They were. They were a finalist.
Right. Yeah. The Russian guys?
I don't think
these are the guys, but that's another group that's really good.
But that's what they do, the kind of things
that's
they
right.
do.
Yeah.
These guys are
they're phenomenal.
Yeah. And then April, The Illusionist.
That's right, the Broadway, number one grossing magic show in the world. Huge smash hit on Broadway. And that's another show I've been working to get to Reading for about 3 years. So it's actually a big deal, The Illusionist are coming.
Is it like based after the movie? Is it a musical? Or is it a really illusionist?
It's the real illusionist. It's like a magic show, basically.
Okay. Wonderful.
Is it like a number of different illusionists in it, or just one guy?
Oh, yeah, there's multiple illusionists in it. Yeah, I think there's five of them.
You know what? I love going to things and sitting there trying to figure out.
Oh, no, for real. Okay. It'll leave you spellbound.
I have to ask Nathan, where'd you put the tiger, Nathan? Where'd you put the tiger? Oh,
I know, right?
Okay, readingcivic.com.
There's a special cage under the stage.
You want to save readingcivic.com, and you get in there and make your wish list. Go down and get your box office tickets. You heard ZZ Top.
Yeah.
When they did the pre-sale, 900 tickets flew out the window. There's a few left VIP, and you'll go on the website and find out what the price tickets are for those.
Yep.
But we want to push right now, Clove, and this Sunday, again, World of Dance. Oh, and the Nutcracker.
Yeah, we also have Moscow Ballet here on Saturday for a matinee performance.
Yeah, that's Saturday night.
Super beautiful show. Really amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, great. Civic, thank you so much, Nathan. ReadingCivic.com.
Oh,
you guys are doing a bang-up job. And Chad,
thank you.
Congratulations. Your tickets will be at the front desk.
Awesome.
Okay, hey, when we're going to take a break for, you know, for the news here, and then we're going to have Joe Comente, candidate for supervisor, Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 1.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump hitting the campaign trail hard ahead of next week's midterm elections. A rally tonight in Florida will be the first of 11 for the president over the next 6 days. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says that Mr. Trump will be visiting several states with key Senate races.
There are also places where the president's overwhelmingly popular in those locations, and I think that the president's the best messenger for the party. He's had an incredible, historic first 2 years in office, and he has a great story to tell.
Mr. Trump will travel to 8 states between now and Election Day. She spent almost 10 years in prison, sentenced to death for blasphemy. But now, Pakistan's highest court has acquitted Asia Bibi, ordering the Christian woman to be released from custody.
Today's verdict for many human rights activists and others in Pakistan will be welcomed. They'll see it as a victory over injustice. But for others, particularly supporters of populist right-wing clerics, it's a matter of outrage, and there are fears that there could be scenes of unrest.
That's a BBC Sekunder Kermani in Islamabad. Members of Pittsburgh's grief-stricken Jewish community bracing for 3 more funerals today for victims of the synagogue attack. This a day after President Trump and the First Lady visited Pittsburgh, paying their respects to those who were lost and comforting their loved ones and survivors of Saturday's attack. Well, Wall Street's latest rally, now 2 days old. Stocks are sharply higher today, adding to yesterday's gains. And the latest readout on jobs is encouraging. Payroll processor ADP says America's employers added 227,000 jobs this month. Employers adding jobs in manufacturing, retail, and professional services. October's hiring, the strongest in 8 months. Right now, the Dow is up almost 300 points, the NASDAQ 160 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk active workspace solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
South Korean intelligence says North Korea set to allow international inspectors to visit its main nuclear test site to verify that it has indeed been dismantled.
Punggye-ri was the site of North Korea's 6 nuclear tests. Foreign journalists were invited to watch a series of tunnels being blown up in May when Pyongyang announced that it would fully dismantle the site in a bid to prove to the United States and South Korea that Kim Jong-un is serious about his pledge to denuclearize. But so far, no international inspectors have been allowed in to verify its destruction, and critics fear that the explosions were merely for show.
That's the BBC's Laura Bicker in Seoul. A man set off a bomb today at the entrance to an office of Russia's main intelligence agency in a northern Russian city. 3 security officials were injured. The man killed himself. He entered the local branch of the FSB, removed the bomb from a bag, and caused it to detonate. News and analysis, townhall.com. Colombia reopening a probe into a U.S. coal company for possible militia ties.
An American coal company is under investigation by Colombian authorities looking into whether it financed a paramilitary group during Colombia's bloody civil conflict. Alabama-based Drummond Company Incorporated has operated in Colombia for decades. The chief prosecutor's office is focusing on irregular payments allegedly made by Drummond to a contractor who was convicted in 2013 in the killing of 2 union leaders who worked at the company. For decades, Drummond has been dogged by accusations of financing an umbrella paramilitary group, but U.S. courts have repeatedly ruled against families of Colombian victims. I'm Mike Grossia.
Pipe bomb suspect Cesar Sayoc searched for addresses of his targets online and had photos of many of them on his cell phone, including one of Michelle Obama's driver's license. That, according to a letter from federal prosecutors outlining more evidence against Sayoc. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, the news. Brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Same great service. An enhanced walk-in humidor. Good people down there. If you're going to win that $1 billion, there's
lottery
a place
tickets.
To buy that lotto ticket. What's the weather look like?
Good morning, everybody. Currently 58 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 79, partly cloudy, mostly sunny today and partly cloudy tonight with our lows of 55. Thursday calls for mostly sunny with our high of 83. Friday calls for temperatures around 83, Saturday 79. As we approach Sunday, looks like we have 80 degrees, and Monday 78. It doesn't look like we have any rain in the future in the next 5 or 6 days, but we have beautiful, clear skies. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441. I've seen some articles on some comments that they're selling a lot of rat poison in different stores here. And I just want to give everybody a shout out here a warning that when we had Dr. Care Tennant, the veterinarian that was on our show.
Care Animal Hospital.
Care Animal Hospital. This new poison they have is not like the old poison. The old poison, if your animals got into it, there was a way that you could
pump
treat
their
them.
Stomach
pump
or...
their stomach and you could treat them. This new stuff is so lethal that there is no treatment
That's
for
it.
Your animal. There's none. And so I just want to tell everybody, just be very, very, very careful that you've put it someplace where that dog or in. It seems to get dogs. I'm not sure about the cat part.
Yes.
But I think it works on cats, too. But so just be very, very careful if you're using it, because some people got squeak problems, you know, the brown squirrels that dig underneath your house and all these.
I say don't buy it.
Yeah, just be very
don't
aware.
Don't have things like that around your house.
It'll kill your dog, and there's just once they eat it, mm-hmm. they won't. There's just no saving them.
Apparently, in the wake of the fire and the loss of habitat and the large number of empty spaces with lots of nooks and crannies and things, mm-hmm. the rat population has exploded.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. So there you go. So yeah. This is a good chance to go down to Haven Humane and pick up that mouse shirt that you needed. Okay, you know what? We would like to welcome Joe Comente with us. Joe is running for Supervisor District 1 for Shasta County. And good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. Well, okay, so tell us. You have been walking. I know that you've had
your
staff walking, and I had somebody come to my door the other day and hand out one of your pamphlets, which was nice, was really great. And then as soon as she answered the door, I was in my room. Hi! I love it because, you know, you have great people around you. How has it been for you?
It is a stressful, but it has been very exciting, and I am blessed on so many levels. I have a fantastic wife. Because if you don't have a good life partner in this, it could be very tough. But I have Debbie, and she's a force, and I'm very proud of that. And then I have my campaign manager, Joe Campbell, who is as strong and tenacious a woman as I've ever met, and as bright as they come, and will push me as hard as she possibly can. And then my entire staff, I mean, Jeanette and Aaron and Steven and Don, and there's just Wade. There's just so many people that have made this such an enjoyable experience for me, because really it is about that connectivity with the community and about getting closer to friends and having a common purpose, kind of being on a mission. And so it's really been a cool experience.
What have been the things that that you could share that you would say that have been surprising to you in a positive and a negative?
I really can't say anything negative. It's been an interesting journey, but what's most positive to me is knocking on doors. And I have yet to get a negative response. I mean, every once in a while you get just no thank you because they don't know what I'm there to sell. But even when I go to a door where Mr. Keogh's sign might be, I will still talk to them. They'll still be very gracious. It is really very interesting to talk to people on their own turf and to appreciate how honest they are and how much they appreciate that you actually came and knocked on their door and that you cared enough about what was going on in the community that you wanted their opinion. So well, that part I really enjoy.
We, you know what, we heartily, heartily appreciate our local politicians here. You know, I'm not saying that it goes up much higher, but we heartily appreciate our local politicians. And we, because, I mean, it's, you are reaching out there, you are doing things. When I say you, this is Royal You, you know, you and all everybody,
sure.
is you're doing things to help our community.
Absolutely.
Now, everybody's got their own idea about how to do that. But the fact is that you stood up to do something.
Absolutely.
And I applaud every one of you. And so when you are out there and you're talking to people, what is the main focus when you're talking to them? And you say, hey, I'm Joe Comente, I'm running for a supervisor of this district, and I'd like to, you know, I'd like to hear what you think is important.
The biggest issues are of no surprise. It is public safety. It's dealing with the homeless situation, and it's the lack of economic growth and development. And you'll hear that across the board, and you'll hear that across generations, that, you know, people of all ages are saying, these are the things I'd like to see. Certainly older people go, I don't remember my community being like this. When did it get like this? And younger people saying, you know, I really want to stay here. I want to raise my family here. But we need to be more aggressive and more targeted in how we address these issues.
Well, okay, but let's got like about 4 minutes here. Let's talk about one of those. That doesn't seem like a lot, but let's talk about one of them. Let's talk about the economic factor.
Okay.
I'm always leery about government getting into business. But is that what you're talking about, or how are you addressing these economic?
Well, I think that business has a regulatory role, but it should be not to stifle business, but to encourage business. And really in the state of California, because this is a difficult state in which to do business, and everybody knows that when they come to California, that they're in California, that we really need to look to our government officials to be guides, to lead us on this journey, to take people through very difficult hurdles. The average entrepreneur doesn't often know just how difficult a task, I'm speaking to two, of course, just how difficult a task this is going to be, but they have the passion and the fervor to do it, and you don't want to do anything to mitigate that. So you really need a government that says, okay, we get it, so follow me, and I will navigate you through these hurdles. And there are going to be hurdles, so let's be honest and upfront about it. So if you want to open a business or if you want to do a housing development, but I will work with you through this process so that there are no surprises. There may be things you don't like, and that is, you know, life. But the biggest challenge is there should be no surprises, and our government should be open to it. And I really want to see people on the government side appreciating just the risk that these entrepreneurs are taking. Nothing is guaranteed for them. In some cases, they're mortgaging their homes so that they can raise the capital to invest in their businesses. They have no guarantees of retirement. They have no guarantees of sick days. They have no guarantees of any of that stuff. And we really have to be cognizant of the fact that they're making a significant contribution that can help us grow out of the problems that we're in, as long as people on the other side of the counter understand that.
Well, you know what? I heartily agree with that. I mean, I don't see how anybody could disagree with that. That I wish there was a bounty that said it's from the time a person walks. I shouldn't say that. Maybe it's not a bounty. It would be a reward. From the time a person walks in with his business plan and his building plan, 30 days later, he's got it in his or her hand.
Right.
Because they have walked, you know, they have been with them, they have helped them. Okay, so it may take more than 30. Okay, but if it's under 60 days and you've got it in your hand and you're ready to go, you know, and if you've done that, your employee, then okay, hey, look, you get an extra $25 in your paycheck this week or whatever you want to do.
Right.
But I think we have to, I think we really have to encourage the the employees.
Yeah, no, it's a standard of accountability, and I mean that in a positive way. Engage the employees and get them to understand and appreciate the role they play, which is significant in expediting economic growth. When you look at the fact that we don't have money and we can't do this, we can't do that, that is because we don't have the economic growth. So those people working for the city or the county can, in fact, be catalysts for that growth. And that's the culture that they should be hearing from their supervisors, that you are the ones that help expedite this. You are the ones that are the catalysts for this. So tell me, as your supervisor, what I need to do to help you and empower you so you can make these commitments. Hey, my goal is when you come in, I want you through the processing with a permit within 45 days. That's my goal. And I want to be able to tell you that. Whether or not I can meet that, we'll work on that day to day. But that's a cultural thing. And that is really when you look at entrepreneurial companies. You go to a Dutch Bros and just see the mentality of those young people. They want to get you what you want. They want to get you through the line as quickly as possible. They want to get you on your day as quickly as they can. That's a mindset. And it's just that kind of mindset.
It's a culture that has to be built and then nurtured.
Yes.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. We're here with Joel Clemente, running for Board of Supervisors, District 1. And I just want to mention one thing, and just an example of where we are at the county, is I went in yesterday to pay a red light ticket that Linda got. And I want to make
you had to add that part, right?
Well,
right.
No, Linda fought it. You know, frankly, I believe
I went three times to court.
She was not guilty on this, but you know what? It's okay. Everybody was very polite.
It was a slight roll through, but not complete.
I went in to pay the ticket, and I tried to pay it online. It wouldn't let me because if you pay it online, you cannot pay for your
traffic school.
So here I am. I had to leave work. I had to go down there. The girl comes over. She's very pleasant. And I said, why don't you have it on here, like a button that I can push, and it says this. So people could pay their fines. They don't have to come in here. They don't have to call you because, first of all, you can't get any of you on the phone because it goes into the circular thing.
Sure.
But why can't you do that? And then her supervisor came over, Myra, and said, well, our IT is working on that. Well, I know their IT is not working on that. So, but the thing is this is just an indication that nothing, you know, that it could be easier for your, you know, the people that are having to do this, the citizens. And when I see something like that, I don't even know who to talk to about it.
Right.
Except get on the radio and complain.
Right, well, and that's certainly a good spot. Hear it. You can certainly talk to your board of supervisors.
Yeah.
Because it seems to me that's a relatively simple fix. You know,
it's just a button. It's
to adjust
button.
Your website so that it can handle that kind mm-hmm. of information.
Any competent webmaster can do that and do it in like an hour.
So we can keep working and paying taxes that pay for your jobs.
Well, and actually, it makes it less painful for you to actually pay the fine because
it is.
Convenience is really important.
Right.
So it's bad enough you've got to deal with the ticket, but if I can just push a couple of buttons and put a credit card in and it goes away, I'm going to be more likely to do that quickly.
We still have an old traffic school, though. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're here with our very special guest, Joe Clemente, and we'll be right back. 18R 1460.
I am 19 and was born and raised in Reading. It looks like criminals are taking over our city. There's so many parks in Reading that I played in when I was a kid. It seems now that they're covered with trash and filled with sketchy looking people. It's sad, but I won't go near those parks. Why can't we do something about this? I hear stories of people walking into stores, taking whatever they want, and walking out without paying, and nothing happens to them. Cars get stolen by the same bad guys, and still, nothing happens to them. Then I learned that the state gave Shasta County $20 million to build an adult rehabilitation center. This was supposed to help convicted criminals learn new skills so they might find a better life. Seems like a step in the right direction, but the county gave the money back. Why?
My name is Joe Clemente, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Law enforcement is aggressively trying to protect us, but it's time for new leadership at the Board of Supervisors. It's time for action.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Clemente. Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual turkey trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the diesel horse dash for the little gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bodd here on Free Fire Radio. It's currently 58 degrees. Our highs today will be 79 and our lows of 55.
Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice, and which leads us kind of into something else we were talking about. We've talked about the economic opportunity, you know, how the government can help by getting out of the way and being, you know, and helping people right. with their permits. In this case, the county's permits, building permits, sure. and all this. And then we talked about the other one of the other topics that everybody's interested in, of course. Is public safety.
Sure.
Part of public safety is the mental problems, the people with mental problems that we have on the streets. And I just want to throw in about Shasta Regional Medical Center has stood up and with the county and the county health is to open up an area for 5150s, people that have to be put away because they're dangerous. I shouldn't say be put away, but be put under care because they're danger to themselves.
In a controlled environment.
Right. Where do you see this going?
I mean, Joe, I think that's,
and we're here with Joe Comeni, of course, who's running
that's
for
the direction
district supervisor.
We have to go in, and we need to have medical facilities like that to really help people who need help, because we have a broad spectrum of challenges out there, and I think we need to start with the people that want to be helped and be able to provide them with the services, and that was great for the hospital to step up. We need to get back to a position where we have a psychiatric facility like we did back in the early 2000s. Whether it needs to be run by the county or not is up for discussion. I think it can be a collaboration between public and private. But we certainly need to leverage more the things that Hill Country does, and they do an outstanding job, and Far Northern, Northern Valley Catholic Social Services, Remy Vista. We have a lot of social service agencies, and we have a lot of volunteers that are willing to help that we really need to aggressively work with these mental health challenges. And then, you know, there's a whole story that we can go back to. When you go all the way back to childhood, one of the things we've discovered over the last couple of decades is the traumatic impact of adverse childhood experiences. and I've gotten more familiar with this as a board member of One Safe Place, that young people are being exposed to such traumatic events that they, in essence, form what their future is going to be like, whether it's their physical health, their psychological health, propensity for drug addiction, for crime. And there's just so many things that right now a 6 or 7 year old is being subject to that will unfortunately set the course for his or her life. And we have to be very aware of that. And we have to be very cognizant of that. We have to work with those young people and that we have to do a return to the family and do an emphasis on the family so that we can not only deal with the problem when it manifests itself, but to be preventative and to prevent the problem from happening.
Yesterday you had somebody on that was talking about mentoring, and that was really important. I just kind of made me think about
the catalyst in their
mentoring,
which
that
is awesome.
Shifting somebody, you know, a child that perhaps, you know, thinks that this is a way that they're going to live their life from a mentoring perspective to mentor children. That voice can be is what can be the shift to change this child's outcome.
Yeah, and they're finding an hour a week, it has a huge impact.
On these
young, especially for young boys that are being brought up in a family without a male figure.
Right. Sure.
Okay, let's go to the phones here. Nick, good morning. Do you have a question for Joe Comente?
I do, but first I'd like to thank you for having your lineup on the website. It gave me the opportunity to adjust my schedule so I could ask this question.
And I apologize because it was your idea, and I started it, and then I managed to let that go. But on Fridays, I am going to make sure the next week is always up there, as far as I know of it, okay?
Yeah, that's great. That's why I'm here today. Otherwise, I'd be working. Joe, I asked you this question down at the Patriots meeting, and I really liked your answer, and I'd like you to go over that answer here on the air. You know, when the county ran off Revenge and Selmo, they ran off a guy that had invested over $30 million in our county and numerous jobs, and it looked to me like it was just there was no compromise. It's our way or the highway. And I know what your answer was to that. I'd like you to expose on that, but I'd like to know also, do you believe, besides how your opponent voted on it, if you're aware of how he did, I'm not, but do you believe you have the leadership ability to maybe sway 2 votes on the council to where there could have been a compromise and we could have kept that money and those jobs in our county?
I will answer the second question first, and I'm going to say, of course. I wouldn't have engaged in this if I didn't think that I could work very collaboratively with all of the board, and especially gain the trust and confidence of at least 2 board members to realize the importance of economic development and the importance of working with individuals. One of the things I learned in my 25 years in business is that it's very seldom black and white. It's often very gray, and you need to be willing to negotiate, and you need to be willing to collaborate. You need to work together. You have to put what the goal, begin with the end in mind, as Stephen Covey used to say. You begin with the end in mind, and that is to have a world-class resort area that we all can experience and that tourists can come to, and then we back from there. What do we need to do to make this happen? How does our government need to facilitate with Anselmo to make sure that this happens? And I'm not justifying the things he did or vilifying them. I'm just basically saying we need to develop a system that allows us to work more collaboratively together, again, keeping the goal in mind. If the goal is economic development, and it needs to be, and if the goal is to attract more people and higher-end businesses to our community, which it needs to be, then that should be the standard against which we measure what we do.
That's a great answer. You know, it appeared to me that it was going to be, it was more settled by who's the boss and who's not the boss. You know, when it comes to this ARC that they turned $20 million down, with your experience, do you think you could have found the money to keep it operating?
Well, first I can tell you that we weren't required by the lease to keep it operating. The only thing the lease required us to do was to have it available to occupy. And I checked with the Board of State and Community Corrections. I have the email streams. I have the actual emails where basically all the state wanted us to do was take responsibility for the building. We could have operated it to whatever extent we could afford to. Like any business would, you build a facility and you operate it to the finances, the operational monies that you have. So We could have built it. We should have built it. It would have put about $30 million into our economy when you look at a $20 million investment that was direct, indirect, and induced value to the economy. We also at the time, because I talked to the designer, for an additional $4 million at that time could have doubled the capacity. We could have had 128 beds. So we could have done it. We should have done it. And then when it comes to how you want to fully man it, then if you need to go to the public and say, okay, we need a sales tax. And I've said from the beginning of my campaign, I would support a specific countywide sales tax. I would now have a facility that was built, state of the art, designed for restorative justice, designed to help us with the criminal justice process, designed to help us to eliminate or at least reduce the rate of recidivism. And I could ask this community, this very giving community, are you willing to help? So to me, it's a lot easier to do that if I have a building to present.
Thank you. You know, it boils down to me, city and county-wise, if you're happy with the direction city or county is going, vote for the incumbents. Myself, okay. I think you'd make a very good supervisor. Thank you very much.
I appreciate that.
Okay, Nick, thanks. Now, I have a follow-up on that because I asked your opponent that why didn't you build the ARC? Because that you had pointed out that you didn't have to run it at full capacity.
Correct.
His answer to that was that something to the effect that, well, if we hadn't put people in there, the state would have, and then we would have been stuck with the cost of it.
Okay.
I did not question that because that was right at the end of it, so I'm not sure where that is.
I've heard that answer before.
That the state would have just, you know, if you're not going to put people in it, we are. And if we're going to put people into it, so we'd still be stuck with that.
Well, my understanding of the law, and I'm not a lawyer, is if you're in compliance with your lease, that the lessor really can't do that to you. So the idea that they would come and just say, okay, well, you're not using the space, we're going to use the space, would violate the lease agreement, first and foremost. Second, I would say, okay, if you want to do that, that's great, but you're going to pay for it. So where's the harm in that? And the thought that they would transport people from out of the area to fill the facility, I mean, they might do that. But again, my argument would be, why not use some of the many people we have right here in the community that could occupy that? So if the state were going to put people in it, my guess is they would take people from here, and they would have to pay for it because we're in compliance with the lease. So if they want to impose upon our lease, then they can pay for it, in which case they've helped create state jobs right here in Shasta County.
Okay. So your answer to that is fine, but that's not what the lease was. And if you are going to put them there, then you can pay for it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We've got to take a break here.
Absolutely.
This portion of the show has been brought to you by
Holly Bail Bonds. How appropriate is
right.
that?
Timing is everything.
Because you know what? Holly is fighting against this SB 10, as we all should. We should all go down to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign a petition to stop this SB 10. That's the one that ends bail. You 109, 47, 57, and now SB 10 has done nothing. They've done nothing but make our towns, our rural areas, our counties, our cities more dangerous. This is where the problem started. If you remember, AB 109, and it's gone downhill, and they want another one. We need to fight this. Go on down to Holly Bail Bonds at 1737 Placer Street and sign the petition. You got to sign it by November the 26th, so get down there now. We'll be right back with Joe Comente, running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 1. It's 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Halloween.
KTNR 1460.
Lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
Hello, my name is Kristen Schrader. I am running for Reading City Council to improve public safety by expanding law enforcement, firefighters, and more jail space. I am the only community leader who took on the $34 million annual cost of homelessness. I convene stakeholders and develop solutions that the city and county have implemented. Vote for me, Kristen Schrader. I will get things done. Paid for by the committee to elect Kristen Schrader for city council.
Real
people, real winners. Grab your friends, come down, and check out our new multi-progressive bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's bingo, only better. Play our paper-only night on Mondays. $200 drawing. Wear your favorite sports team attire to rock and roll bingo and receive $10 in free slot play. Check out our $10,000 progressive special. The end of the month is your chance to win VIP tickets to our New Year's Eve bash, plus cash in our Drop Into the New Year drawing. 9 free slot play and cash consolation prizes. Earn drawing tickets all month long, triple tickets on Tuesdays, and the $500 midweek drawing. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. MP Bingo is here. Win thousands of dollars, 5 progressive jackpots, more ways to win big. If you don't like to dub, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only. Who says you can't win them all? You only have to be 18 to play. Download the Wind River app. Check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1360.com.
I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I want to do bad things with you.
Oh, yeah, I remember. This is from a show. What was the show that we saw?
True Blood.
Yeah. True Blood, yeah.
Hey, welcome back to Street Fighter Radio. I want to do bad things with you. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Good Things, the Cypress Square Barbershop, better known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Right off of Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold. Hey, the temperature's 58 today, and it's going to go up to 79. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's about 23 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock on Halloween. Be careful of those little pumpkins out there tonight. And we're here with Joe Comente, running for Board of Supervisors, District 1. Joe, when we left, we were talking about the ARC. We need, at the very minimum, and we're getting 102 more beds.
Right.
And thanks to the captain down there in the jail who's been working on this and found ways of doing it. Anyway, 102 more beds in the jail. But we're going to, by any way you look at it, we need a minimum of 200, and I've heard all the way up to 500 more beds for a county this size.
Right.
What were your plans for expanding beds or to take care of our overflow of these people that just get picked up and released?
Well, we need to go back to the Board of State and Community Corrections, and I stay in contact with them because they were very easy to develop a relationship with, and I contact them on a regular basis. I'm still tracking the ARC money. There's about $16 million still left. I think we need to start petitioning heavily now with the state through the Board of State and Community Corrections because they oversee the granting for these types of facilities, because we are going to need a new jail. I mean, the jail we have now has 381 beds, and now we're going to add another 100 or so. But we're still talking about a facility that was built in 1984. We're not addressing any of the restorative justice or rehabilitative processes that, whether you agree with that or disagree with that, that is the direction that criminal justice is going in, and we need to stay ahead of that. So I think that our Board of Supervisors needs to be way more engaged with the state, and certainly Assembly, I would start, and I will start, because I have a meeting with him, regardless of the outcome of the election on November 13th, Assemblyman Dolly, to talk about the things that our community needs to do and the support we need from the state, and that we as a community can and will rally to get the state to hear our voice, because we feel like we're not being heard, because we're not, and we need to speak more loudly, and I think that is a responsibility of our elected officials to be more engaged. I steal a page out of Daniel Knott's book. One of the things Daniel, you know, who's doing all the K2
right.
development.
Danny Knott.
I just love that young man.
I
call him Naughty Knott.
He's just such the future of this community.
Yeah.
But his comments to me is, I'm taking every dollar that the state will give me, and I'm going to go after more. And I'm going to put it to good use. I'm going to show them what we're doing. I'm going to show them how we're investing their money. I'm never turning money away, and I'm constantly in their face because they need to help us, because we will do the good things and the right things with that money. And I agree with that, and he shows the success of that.
Yes.
In his preliminary stages.
And he's been heard, and he will be heard.
And he will continue to be heard, and I respect that very much.
The Knott family is really pushing forward. Now,
right.
That's moving quickly forward. We had a text coming in from our this is going on, by the way, Facebook Live. And how do we get this on? What's it on?
It's on Joe Comenti's Facebook page.
Okay, Joe Comenti's Facebook page. You can watch all of us here in the studios right now. The question is, the state's very overbearing.
Right.
They come up with all these laws that make no sense for people in the rural areas and that impact on this. What can the counties do to somehow negate this?
Well, it's
– or at least fight it.
You have to fight it. You know, you have to become a squeaky wheel. You have to make noise and not just say, well, that's the way it is, and we have to accept it. So as I was saying before, the first thing I'll do is develop a relationship with Assemblyman Dolly and start talking with him on a regular basis. And I already talked to his associates, colleagues like Bruce up here, as to how we do this. How do we have a voice? Can I get access to these officials? I would be more than glad to go down and meet with members of the Board of State and Community Corrections. I would be more than glad to address the Assembly if I ever had the opportunity to do something like that. I think we just need to speak more loudly and more consistently. And again, the squeaky wheel is the one that gets the grease. We need to stop saying that we can't and that won't and we don't, and we have to say we will, and we're going to be aggressive about it. And for me, this is an all-in activity. The reason I'm doing this is because I truly believe that I can help in a limited way, because I'm just one person, but I can help affect change in our community. And hopefully it's inspirational to other people who step up and do the same thing. But I refuse to be quiet. Never been one of my virtues. I refuse to be patient. Definitely not one of my virtues. And I am just tired of hearing about what we can't do. Being successful in business is all about what you can do. And hiring the right people is all about what they can do. And that's really how I see myself as a voice of this county, going down to the state and saying, these are the things we need, and you need to help us with it.
One of the last things, or the three tenets that people talked about, was the homeless situation.
Sure.
We have here. There's been different ideas floated, including the latest one now is a low barrier area, not area, I guess it would be a facility.
Yeah.
That gets
sobering
people,
center.
Well, that's a separate entity.
It's
a low barrier shelter,
right,
is what they're calling.
People are seeming to sign up on this one here. What's your opinions of this?
Well, I had a conversation with Mr. Eward early on, and I said, in theory, this is a great idea, but it really needs to show proof that it can work. We need to show proof of concept. We need to lay this out very articulately because it can be frightening to people because the first response people are going to have is, oh, we're going to attract more people. So my first suggestion to him was, I do not want this to be just my personal opinion, Joe Citizen. I do not want this to be a county operation. You need to find a not-for-profit and have that not-for-profit, whether it's One Safe Place or whether it's Hill Country or whomever it is, and have them oversee this. And then they engage with memorandums of understanding with the various social service agencies. There are a multitude of social service agencies in our community that received either federal, state, or county funds, and we need to engage them. We need to create MOUs with them saying, what will you do, when will you do it, how long will you do it, what can we expect? We need the county to be constantly looking for grant monies because there is a lot of grant money, both county, state, and federal monies out there for the homeless problem. This has to become an evaluation center. My concern with a low barrier is it can easily become a no barrier. And we already have a no barrier. It's called South City Park. That doesn't work. So I certainly am in favor of this concept, but we have to have an evaluation process. And that's what I told Mr. Ewart, is it really is kind of, for want of a better word, a processing facility where you're bringing people in and you're evaluating what you're dealing with. What am I dealing with? And then here are the services that are in this facility that I can send you to. And under no circumstances do you just come in to lounge on the grass and get free food. There will be assignments. There will be cleaning that you can do and landscaping that you can do. And, you know, we can have areas where you can learn skills or at least begin to learn some basic skills. So we really need to build this model in steps and to build it out correctly so that when we present it to the community or as we're presenting it to the community, it makes perfect sense. By doing that, we then empower our law enforcement to say, you can't stay here. You need to move along. But again, I don't want to create another place where they just hang out because that's just moving the problem. That's not addressing the problem.
We're here with Joel Comente, citizen, who is running for also the CEO of the Builders Exchange, which you said you would resign from.
Correct.
If you win. Running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 1. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Started right here in Redding 10 years ago and is constantly growing. It's in 40 counties, instructors from all over. It's a place for continuing education for all the instructors. It's set the standard for CCW training in Shasta County and the rest of the state. These new laws are things that Northern Firearms Instruction has been doing for 10 years to make sure that they are producing safe, qualified shooters or individuals with a concealed carry license. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. To sign up, go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with Joe Comente. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Brian Daly, Floor Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The 17th Annual Power to Seniors Celebrity Soup Kitchen, sponsored by the Older Adult Policy Council, will take place Wednesday, November 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event will be held at a new location, the Reading Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. Enjoy an evening of gourmet soups, music, and raffle prizes. Proceeds go to older adults who are unable to pay their power bills. Tickets are available at the door, $12 for adults and $6 for children ages 3 to 12. For more information, call 232-5543.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick. In my other life, I'm the marketing director for Redding Kia.
It's Customer Appreciation Month. You can own a 2018 Kia Rio ID 074062 for $229 per month and zero down.
Oh, my goodness. Own a new 2018 Kia Forte ID 281123. $256 per month, zero down. Interest rates going up, but not at Redding Kia.
It's 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2018 Kia Fortes, Kia Optimas, Kia Niros, and Kia Stingers. Customer Appreciation Month ends 10/31/2018.
Kia Rio, MSRP 15960 minus 1000. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR. Kia Forte, MSRP 18902 minus 2250. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR.
0% for 66 months is $15.15 per 1000 financed on approval of credit, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any deal document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing charge, subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, Redding Kia.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
For no mortal can resist the evil of the foreigner.
Welcome back to Refi Radio. On wait, Halloween.
Is that it?
That's it.
Well, that was it. You were talking for the rest of it.
No, I'm waiting for da-da.
Well, I did. It's a five-minute song, and we don't have that much
it's
time.
It's 9 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Just one more time, my friends. It's Halloween. The little pumpkins, the little goblins, the little gremlins are going to be out tonight. Be so careful when you're out there. And if you're out there as a goblin, a gremlin, or a member of the Kiss Band, and you have a couple of shots, you may want to have, in fact, you should have.
Designated driver.
That's why they have a designated driver. They have taxicabs, Uber, Lyft, or give Bob Belongi a call. He will throw you in the back of his yellow Jeep, and he will drive you home with your feet hanging out the back.
Give you the ride of your life.
There it is. Hey, we're here with Joe Comente. He is running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 1, and we've gone through everything. I would be remiss without hitting this fire.
Okay.
Car fire. Everybody knows what happened. We had a lot of areas out here that could have been, that should have been addressed as far as the ladder fuel.
Right.
And money seems to have been the problem.
Well, money's always the issue. And obviously the way the fire was handled was incredible. The first responders acted at superhuman levels for an extended period of time. We live up on Quartz Hill. We had the fire in our rearview mirror as we were fleeing. I never expected to see that house again. But to the grace of God and some extraordinary firefighting, they saved our neighborhood. They prevented that fire from coming up over the hill. So I can't speak enough to the tremendous job that these first responders did, and police officers knocking on doors, you know, with the flames at their heels.
But part of this problem was that we had ladder fuels that should have been cut.
We learned from everything. Right. You know, we're going to learn a lot of different procedures and processes for a lot of different things. And one of the things that was most glaring was, okay, we need to do better abatement for weeds and these ladder fuels. And I think it's something that we can do, and that we will, that the community will support. I know that the city does that now. I know that inmate crews do that now. And I think that's the first place I would go, is to get these inmate crews out and working in these areas to start cutting down these ladder fuels and make sure that we have a cleaner space than we've had before. I also think we need to educate the public and put a lot of emphasis on defensible space. And I think everyone now realizes how important defensible space is and how important it is to do things with your landscaping. Don't put, which I have to change at my own house, don't put bark right up against your house. You know, put rock or something in between. Be very cognizant of those things in your own yard. So I think there are a lot of things that we can do individually, and I am very confident that our governments will respond. Certainly it'll be an emphasis for me to continue to look at how we manage this.
Would you consider, and I just thinking about it, I don't know if it's possible or not, Shasta College has a great heavy equipment class. I think maybe that we should look at the county and the city to go out there and address, you know, as part of their training, to come out and maybe start clearing areas out there. As part of their class, you know, for credit.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think there's anything off the table, and I want to emphasize that I'm very money conscious, but money can't be an obstruction. It is an entity we all deal with throughout our lives at various stages. We have all had challenges with what we can and cannot do, but again, we have to put the purpose first, and the purpose here is to train people, to educate people, to let them better understand how we can do better fire protection, because it not only protects us, but it protects our firefighters, it protects our police officers. So, yes, I would be very much in favor of that. And I'm a very much out-in-the-community type of person. I've never had a job where I sat in an office, whether I was a police officer, whether I was a business person, or even now in my current position. I am a person that's out in the community, because that's where I learn stuff. Mm-hmm.
You need to move and shake.
I need to move for sure.
Yeah. And shake.
We've got about 4 minutes left. And as we do to all of our candidates, we offer this to you to tell us what your plans are in the first 6 months, first year. What would you do different? What would you do? What would you do to change things? I mean, realizing you're one person,
right?
And you have to build coalitions. And I say coalition; it sounds horrible, but a consensus, as you've already addressed, as we've addressed, as people have already asked.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When it comes to other people, so what is your plan?
That would be the first thing: is to build consensus with the board as to how we can move forward and what are the key issues. And the first issue on my mind is this adult diversion project, and I really want to work closely with Health and Human Services. They get approximately $225 million of the $447+ million that come into the county each year. I've had the pleasure of meeting with Mr. Ewart, and he seems to be very dedicated, and I really want to talk through with the local agencies about the social service agencies, about how we're going to get this up and running and how we're going to introduce it to the public. Because it's like anything, you have to be very transparent and you have to have a plan that you can lay out and let people know these are the steps that we're going to follow to get us from where we are right now, which is an unmanageable, virtually limited controlled situation, to one that we can actually look at and have a processing center. So that's a primary focus. I also want to talk with the sheriff about, you know, what we can do to get more deputies. As I've said from the very beginning, I am in favor of a half-cent sales tax countywide. Last night I was at a meeting with Reading firefighters, and it's obvious the challenges they face, and it's obvious the strain that was put on them. And they still did an extraordinary job under unbelievable circumstances, but it came down to money. So I think we have to visit that. And like anything, we have to lay out a plan. I often, as a business person, when we brought a product to market, it was an 18-month to two-year process from idea to actual shipping. You have to do the same thing if you're going to talk about something like a jail diversion project, or you're going to talk about a sales tax. You have to be able to lay it out and explain exactly how it's going to go. So those are the things that I'm going to focus on. As far as why me, I am a concerned citizen. I'm invested in this community. I obviously did not grow up here, as you can tell by listening to me. But I chose to raise my children here, have raised all four of my children here, want to stay in the area. And I think in life, it's always about timing. When you look at all the significant things in your life, it's all about timing. And when you look at where we are right now, public safety is an issue. I grew up in a law enforcement family. I spent 7 years in a police car. I am not an expert in any way, shape, or form, but I know more than someone who just did a ride along. I have a son in law enforcement. I am supported by, in writing, by Chief Blankenship, by Sheriff Pope, by Sheriff Basenko, by retired Captain Davidson. So I certainly have the support of the law enforcement community. I spent 25 years in business development, and I'm supported by the Chamber of Commerce. In an unprecedented move and a bold move on their part, they supported me even before the primary. So I certainly bring the business skills necessary and the appreciation of what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur to the table. And then add to that the car fire and the fact that I've spent the last 4 years working in the construction community. And when the car fire struck, immediately what we did was get word out to the community about what to look for in a general contractor and to make sure that you were talking with your insurance company and had your general contractor in contact with your insurance company. So I think genuinely I am the right person at the right time, and I'm very hopeful that our community will agree with me.
So vote November 6th.
November 6th, it's and get out and vote. This is Joe Comente. Our guest has been Joe Comente, running for Board of Supervisors, District 1. Tomorrow, Audrey Denny, Democrat challenger to Congressman Doug Umofo, will be our guest at 8 o'clock. The head of the California Highway Patrol, Northern Division, will be with us at 7.